We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, and we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, back for another one, guys. And hey, we are continuing our look at positions of need, potentially, for the Indianapolis Colts. Today, we are looking at probably one of the more interesting positions here, Derek. Definitely a position of need for the Colts. On the defensive side of things, that is the safety position. And Derek, there are a ton of guys here at safety for the Indianapolis Colts. And I think if you look at any position, Derek, on the Colts defense that you think this is the time and this is the place for the Colts to absolutely address it in free agency, I think safety is probably the one that you'd bring up if you were asked about it. So there's a ton of guys here, Derek, like I said, that we can talk about. And Antoine Winfield got tagged by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was the top free agent on the market, Derek, but he got tagged, so he is off the market. So with that, let's move to some guys who didn't get tagged that will be available for the Indianapolis Colts. I just feel like, Derek, there's so many guys that can play both positions. Like, it's interesting because when I was looking at the categories, right, they have obviously free safety, strong safety. And then they just have safety. They have some guys that just are called, just that's their position is just safety. So makes you think they could maybe play both, which is interesting.
And not to mention, like, even if you just look at spot track and you look at it, I mean, it's impossible to even just suggest the fact that some of these guys who have just the one position are held down to one thing. Like Xavier McKinney was a free safety all throughout college for the most part. And even came into the league with that and now is a strong safety. Julian Blackman, same exact way. I mean, even Micah Hyde's had that every once in a while. Jordan Fuller, I know for a fact, ain't no strong safety. And I watched that dude play free safety at Ohio State. So, you know, like, it's one of those things where, like, yes, it depends on your system. It depends on your system. And it's going to depend a lot on what that player wants to do. But you're right. Like, there are a ton of guys that can play free safety or strong safety, depending on what you ask them to do. And what my understanding is if you are Indianapolis and you bring Julian Blackman back, that allows you as a GM to sit there and talk with these guys and say, hey, listen, so we have Julian Blackman. We have him in a situation where we feel confident he can play free safety or strong safety in our defense. We've seen him do both. We've seen him excel at both. So which do you prefer to do coming into our system? What do you prefer to do? And then we can work out those details and you can kind of zone in on some guys and say, hey, like, if this is our guy and he's coming here, like, we could just put Julian Blackman wherever we feel like we can, because Julian Blackman will do it because he's that kind of guy and he excels at both roles. He can play as the free safety. He can also be the enforcer going down the field. So I will gladly take that regardless of whether or not Julian Blackman you bring back or not. If you decide not to bring Julian Blackman back, then you have to go balls to the wall and go and get a good safety to be able to mask for the fact that you're losing one of the top safeties in the safety market. So, I mean, it, either way, you have to go out there and get one of these guys.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and there's just so many guys.
I know for me,
because I look at, I do think Julian Blackman will be back. I just have this feeling he's going to be back with Indianapolis because, you know, change positions, had his best year. I think he definitely is a guy you need to bring back. But, Derek, when I was looking at free safeties, I think one of my favorite options, and I want to get your opinion. I know we've talked about this before, but a guy like Xavier McKinney from New York. I mean, Derek, just some stats to throw out there for you. So he was top 10 graded as a free safety in coverage. He's one of the better cover safeties in the NFL last year, 24 years old. And Derek, this dude can tackle. He's only missed, Derek, over his career, 7.8% of his tackles, which is 11th best among 89 safeties with at least 100 tackles in the last four seasons. This is obviously according to PFF right here. But, I mean, this is a dude that can do everything, Derek. He can cover, he can tackle, and he doesn't miss tackles. And how many times, Derek, did we see at times the Colts missing tackles that they should have routinely made? You know, so I look at a guy like Xavier McKinney. He fits the timeline for what you're wanting to do. You pair him and Julian Blackman back there. That makes a lot of sense for me. Obviously, New York probably wants him back, so we'll see on that. But if Xavier McKinney becomes available, man, that guy, pair him alongside Julian Blackman, that is a dream scenario for me. Is to get a player of Xavier McKinney's caliber and his age as well. I mean, it's just a dream.
He's such a beast, dude. Second most tackles of the safety market in free agency, only behind Antoine Winfield. And like we said, 3 interceptions last year. So this is a guy that creates turnovers and tackles well and is young. So, I mean, again, he's not going to be cheap. If you're Indianapolis, you're sitting back there and you're saying, If this is one guy that we go and get, I mean, I would sit back and I'd say, well done, Chris Ballard, because you just locked up. Maybe you might simply have the best young safety group in the entire NFL now with Julian Blackman and Xavier McKinney. You have enforcers and you have ball hawks in the backfield now on your defense. And now that allows for so much freedom to be able to do a lot of different things. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit, but it won't cost you everything you have. You still have a little bit of room to be able to get some offensive line depth, fill out your defensive tackle depth, make some other moves if you need to, but you won't be making any big star moves after that. That would be your one big move. But if that's the one big move that Chris Ballard makes, I will be happy with it because, again, shoring up that secondary. Now, I would think to differ. It probably won't happen. It's just a little too much. I don't think Ballard's going to go ahead and get two free agents guys out there on the market in Julian Blackman and Xavier McKinney, at least not from that much money's perspective. I'll tell you what, I mean, a couple guys that just come to mind for me, Cody, when it comes to simply just guys who weren't making a ton of money last year and their ages, Jeremy Chinn is another one from Carolina. I would love to see Jeremy Chinn in this. Deshaun Elliott from Miami, only 27 years old. I could just keep going on and on. I mean, there's so many different things. Jordan Fuller, I would not mind getting him from the Rams. I mean, that dude's a ball hawk. And is a guy that, and not to mention, had 93 tackles last year playing for the Rams. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
how about a guy like Geno Stone, 7 interceptions last year?
There's so many options, dude. There's so many options. And that's why I love talking about this unit, because it not only is it filled with a bunch of guys, but it's filled with good guys, some good players, young players who can actually do some good in this defense and are already way better than what you have in the other in your depth chart right now. Like you said, Darnell Savage, Jerron Kearse. I doubt that they let him go, but who knows? Xavier McKinney, Kyle Duggar, Terrell Edmonds, Deshaun Elliott, Taylor Rapp, Geno Stone, Rodney McLeod we had before, Adrian Amos, and Julian Blackman's obviously there. We're going to try to get him back. And then I mentioned Jordan Fuller. I mentioned Jeremy Chinn. You know, I could just keep going down this list, man. There's just so many good options for Indianapolis to get a good safety that won't destroy your bank.
Hey, guys. So this is after we recorded this video. This news just came out, honestly, a few hours before this video was set to drop. So I just thought I would add really quick, the Denver Broncos have released safety Justin Simmons as well. We did not obviously talk about him because we did not expect him to be a free agent. And he's a little bit older, you know, 30 years old, but again, a really good safety in his own right. And again, guys, just this room is just nuts for the safeties. And there's a couple other guys we didn't even mention that got cut really recently as well. But just wanted to make a quick note of it so you guys didn't think we missed these guys. They just came out a little bit after we recorded this video initially. So just wanted to drop that in for you guys. Thanks so much.
Now, that's probably what I think is going to happen here, Cody, is because Ballard's going to sit back and say, we don't want to invest another, you know, $10+ million into our safety group. So we're going to just go ahead and probably get one of these more bargain guys somewhere that's probably, you're going to probably be able to get for around a Julian contract or maybe a little bit less. But I mean, there's just so many opportunities for Indianapolis to improve this safety group. It would be criminal if Ballard does not come away with at least one of these guys. Honestly, I know that a bunch of these guys are probably going to get re-signed. So again, I wouldn't be surprised, but still, you have so many opportunities here. Take one of these guys. Don't try and do it in the draft anymore. Try and bring in this guy right here, right now, that solidifies your defensive backfield.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Right. And also, Derek, from what I have heard and talking to people, you know, that are looking at the draft, it's not a strong safety group in the draft this year. So, I mean, this fits perfectly. It's a strong, strong class of free agents. I think it would just be so prudent for the Colts to, you know, obviously bring back Blackman, but go and sign a guy. And heck, Derek, if you're going to have, you know, roughly $20 million after you re-sign some of these guys, why not throw, you know, go after a guy, you know, one of the top name free agents here at free safety and not have that inconsistency? I mean, Derek, you've given Nick Cross and Rodney Thomas 2 years, and they still haven't really shown you anything as far as the long-term solution at free safety. And so even if you do go and sign one of these guys to start over them, you still need a third safety. And so I think that's where one, or we'll see, you know, which one it is. Hopefully, we're hoping it's probably Nick Cross, can be that third safety and can fill that role that we've seen them fill before. But just having consistency at free safety, I think, is so important, especially considering how poor it is in the draft for the most part. And also considering you look at the other positions, wide receiver, you know, edge rush, you know, cornerback. There's a lot of options in the draft. There's not a lot of options at free safety in this draft that you would seriously say this guy can be a full-time starter from day number one. And I think you need that, Derek. So, yeah, there's other guys we didn't even mention. Like, you know, I was looking at a guy like Jordan Whitehead from the New York Jets. You know, he's 27 years old. He had a really, you know, pretty good cover range in, you know, 2024. He's just been a solid guy. You know, he's more of a mid-tier signing, but he's still got some upside. So, like, there's a ton of guys here that are available for the Colts. I think you're absolutely right. If the Colts don't come away with some sort of solution at free safety from one of these guys, I just think it's ridiculous if they don't do that. Because, like, are you really putting your faith in guys that haven't proven with the opportunities that they deserve to be the longtime starter here? And this is like a special group of guys potentially here in this class of free agents. And I think you definitely need to take advantage of that. But guys, let us know your overall thoughts here on the safety market for the Indianapolis Colts. Do you think the Colts need to re-sign number one, Julian Blackman? And also, do you think the Colts need to go out and sign a free safety of some sort, or just a safety in general? If so, who are some of your top options? Let us know those things in the comments below. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.